Panda basi uje Nairobi, Nairobi. Panda basi uje Nairobi. Panda basi uje Nairobi, Nairobi. Panda basi uje Nairobi. Hi guys, welcome back to yet another episode of Just Figuring It Out podcast. It's your host, Nadel Kavochi. That song that I sang at the beginning of the episode is just a new song that I got to discover katika harakati zangu za song discovery pale TikTok. That song is called Panda Basi by Mvua. It's a really nice song. I really love that drum. I mean, I've been listening to it on repeat since I had it like 2 weeks or 3 weeks ago. Yeah. I really enjoy it. I wish I could play that song here, but because of, copyright issues and all that yada yada stuff, I'm not going to do that. But you guys should definitely go and listen to it. I really love discovering, like, Kenyan artists that their songs have not yet hit up out there. So I'll link the song on the description box. This is episode 107, the self-help segment. If you're new here, the self-help segment is a segment where we get to discover ourselves and just work on ourselves, you know, as young adults. On today's particular episode, we'll be talking about self-abuse. I mean, what comes in your mind when you hear the word self-abuse, you know? First and foremost, when I get to hear the word self-abuse, the general one, where it's about, you know, self-harm and all that stuff, I think personally I've had an encounter with a person who used to self-harm a lot back in high school. There's this particular lady who used to cut herself. And I mean, I never used to understand, like, why would you hurt yourself? How jipendi sistay. But on this particular episode, I'll be talking about emotional self-abuse. That is generally just, you know, harming yourself emotionally. So I'll get to the Google description here. Yeah. Self-abuse. That means negative thoughts that damage somebody's self-esteem and mental health. I have an episode about self-esteem. I'll link that down on the description box. At least, you know, you get to acquaint yourself with this self-esteem and all that. Because basically, the self-abuse is like a child, you know, a child to self-esteem. So, I mean, you have to have a deeper understanding of self-esteem, you know, to relate more in this particular episode. So first things first, where I got this idea of the emotional self-abuse, I got it from the Four Agreements. Yeah, I'm yet to have an episode reviewing that particular book. I mean, that book is everything. I think I mentioned here, I've never read a self-help book that is extremely short and has, like, knowledge upon knowledge, you know. You should definitely get that book, The Four Agreements. Although very soon an episode will be dropping by on reviewing that particular book. So, yeah. I'll go to how people self-abuse emotionally. And these are just, I mean, kawaida stuff, you know. First things first, as I've said, this self-abuse is like a child to self-esteem. Self-esteem is like the parent. So one of the ways that people get to self-abuse emotionally is when they see themselves as a lesser person. I mean, there are people who sometimes see themselves as undeserving, you know, like I won this. Kai, did I have the capability to win this? Did I have what it took to get what I have or get what I deserve? I mean, you just feel like you don't deserve any good things that get to happen around you. And mostly I see that is being brought by the lack of self-esteem. We can say confidence and all that. Okay, I think that's enough for that. Another way people can self-abuse emotionally is when they second-guess themselves. I think everyone has experienced this, second-guessing yourself every now and then. I mean, I personally second-guess myself like every other time, you know? Yeah. But I'm trying as hard as possible to affirm myself, you know, like, you can do this, Nadel, you know, because, I mean, I have one of those wildest dreams and wildest visions, you know, in my head. And I'm like, hey, okay, I'm thinking of this, but I don't know if I'm going to actualize it. I don't know if I'm going to have the capability to do this. But at the end of the day, I end up doing it. But after second-guessing myself like 100 times, like, I remember I mentioned in the podcast, there are two things that I want to be launching in the podcast. One will be out when we shall be celebrating our anniversary. That is the 24th of March. So you guys stick out for that. And the other will be out next year when we'll be celebrating our other anniversary. Okay, I think I've pushed the other merchandise mbali sana. But I just wanted to be special, you know, at least equal launched the day we get to celebrate our anniversary. So yeah. So on this particular merchandise, it really requires my head, my creativity, my everything, literally. So I mean, there are times where I'm just like, oh my god, can I do this? Yeah, I know I can do this, but I just get to second guess myself. And I mean, that's another way you get to self-abuse yourself. And I think I'll just throw in a little spirituality here. There's this particular time, was it in church or ilikuwa kwa Bible study? I'm not yet sure. But we're talking about how God sees you. If you see yourself, how God sees you. Again, I think the Bible has all answers to our questions. So in this particular teaching, what they were saying, if you develop a relationship with God, and if you know how God sees you, there's no way you'll ever feel like you're undeserving, or you don't deserve this, or this is not meant for you, and all those yada yadas, right? Yeah. So you deserve that, you know. Don't second guess yourself. Once you have thought about it, you can do it. And just don't overthink that, oh, I need this, I need that, just do it. The rest shall come up. Another way people get to self-abuse emotionally, we have cognitive distortion. Basically, okay, a simpler term for cognitive distortion. Oh my god. Now me with this big grammar here. Basically, cognitive distraction is, I think, a similar word we can say in like pessimism or something like that. Because basically what cognitive distortion means is the unhelpful thinking habit where you get to focus on the negative stuff. You get to judge yourself based on one event, or you blame yourself for something happened like long ago, for situations that were under control. For example, I can give a basic example. Am I going to use myself an example? No. I can give a basic example. So let's say it's your first time cooking chapati, right? Okay, so it's a good example. Okay, that's a good example. It's your first time cooking chapati, right? So you cook chapati, it doesn't turn out as good. Okay, no, that is not. It doesn't turn out as good as you had expected it will turn out. But then the second time you want to cook this same chapos, you're like, I don't think I can cook chapos. Chapos are not my thing. I cooked them the first time. They got spoiled. Then that doesn't work, right? I think another example I can give of cognitive distortion, for example, let's say you're a businesswoman or man or just generally an entrepreneur. So you start your first business. Let's say it's a bakery, right? It doesn't get the kind of traction you expected. You don't get the amount of clients that you expected. Let's say you close down the business. Years later, you're like, okay, can I try this bakery stuff again? But you don't want to try it again because the first time you tried, you failed, right? And day in and day out, you will be like, you know, you have these thoughts of, oh my God, I opened this bakery, it didn't work out, I'm a failure, I don't deserve good things, yada, 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 all those yada, yada, yadas. And that is just not the case. I mean, we are human beings. They usually say to man is to error. I hope that's the saying. I'm not butchering it. It's just normal and kawaida for you as a person to just, you know, to make errors. And you're not supposed to pin yourself down because of the error that you made in 2001, Nasai to go 2024. I mean, grow up, and errors ought to be made. And I think the last point of how people get to self-abuse emotionally is self-cruelty. I think that is self-explanatory. This is when you tell yourself you don't deserve a good future, or you don't deserve a good, you know, outcome. Or you can say, I don't deserve this because I'm weird. I don't deserve friends because I'm antisocial, I'm introverted, you know, that kind of things. I think all these things matter to Nakuja under the umbrella of self-esteem. So kama you haven't listened to the episode yet, self-esteem, you should definitely go and listen to it. The link itakuwa kwenye description box. So the last thing that I'd like to look at kwa this emotional self up. Don't forget to follow the podcast in the podcasting platform where you get to listen to the podcast, the likes of Spotify and Apple Podcast. Don't forget to follow, rate us, like us, recommend to a family or a friend. That helps the podcast to reach out to a new audience and to be discovered by new listeners. So if you like listening to the podcast, share some love to the podcast. You can also put a face to the voice that you get to listen to in the podcast by following us at Just Figuring It Out Podcast. The link will be on the description box. Come, let's figure out life together. Abuse is how to overcome emotional self-abuse. Yeah, I have 3 points. Then we call it a day. The first point is self-awareness. Just a little thing before I get into this. I remember just one of these fine days where I was having a conversation with my mom. I mean, we always have these conversations day in and day out in the house. And we're just having a basic conversation, and I was telling her, I think there was a particular case scenario that was going on in the social media. I can't remember what particularly, but I remember there was something. And I remember I told my mom, and she was in agreement with it, that majority of the things we go through, rejections, this small disappointments here and there, is all because we lack self-awareness. Like, we don't know who we are. I don't know if you guys are getting. So we were saying the way it's very, very important to understand who you are. Who's Nadel? What do I like? What don't I like? What are my boundaries? What are things that I'm not good at? You know? And I think self-awareness is such a big thing. When you get to discover yourself, I mean, it places you at a very different level. And at, I mean, it's just, if there's one gift you can give yourself, is the gift of self-awareness, understanding who you are. And I can say, viewing yourself the way God views you. I mean, see, if you view yourself as the child of God, I mean, hey, akuna kitu mtu anaweza kufanya at all. There's no amount of damage that a person can do to your self-esteem once you get to establish what it means to be a child of God. So, number one on how to overcome emotional self-abuse is being self-aware. Know who you are. I mean, it will be so easy to get to encounter this other stuff that comes on your way. And when I say one of the ways to overcome emotional self-abuse is self-awareness, I don't mean that once you're self-aware, you won't be having negative thoughts, you won't be having all this second-guessing things. You will have them, but in this particular time, you will be self-equipped on how to maneuver around this particular situation. Number two, on how to overcome emotional self-abuse, we have changing your mindset. I think I talked about this in the first self-help segment we had of this year, how your mindset is such a huge factor and a huge thing, you know. There's this particular saying that they say, you are who you watch. Like, basically, the content that you consume, whatever is in your environment that you consume, will just represent who you are as a person. So changing of your mindset is really good. I think this, having self-affirmations, being optimistic in life, having crazy faith, put you on another level, in life. And just a basic example of what it means to have change of mindset. For example, we can say you're in such a hard situation. Let's say you're broke, right? But you know, every time you confess, I'm broke, even money will run away, because money is an energy. Money gets attracted in an environment that wants it, you know. So money does not want a scarcity environment, you know. You need to have a positive mindset to, like, have a change in everything that goes around in your life. Then the last way on how to overcome emotional self-abuse is to build your self-confidence. I'll say to build your self-confidence / self-esteem, because when you're confident, for example, I can say, when you're confident with who you are, when you're confident you're a winner, even when a person comes up right now and the person is like, I don't think you're going to win the race, right? When you're self-confident, whatever a person says about you does not matter, because you know you're dead good at what you do. So that was it for today's episode. Yeah. See you next time. Bye.